Good morning.
Well, the name alone would suggest what viewers are in for, but tell us more about the exhibit.
Well, the exhibit shows the roots of Earth Day, how it became the makings of the modern environmental movement from the few words that Gaylord Nelson said in 1969 when he delivered a speech in Seattle promoting the idea of a national teach-in on the environment, and it eventually became the biggest public protest event in our nation's history.
Even after 40 years, do people widely know that Earth Day has its origins in Wisconsin, or is this a surprise to people?
I think people have a sense that there is that connection, people who are familiar with Gaylord Nelson. After all, he was both governor and senator, but I think for a lot of younger people, they don't know how important a Wisconsin politician's role was in the formation of Earth Day, since it was his idea.
Now, when he was Senator Nelson, he had a difficult time kind of bringing the issue of the environment to the forefront, even in a time like the 60s.
Oh, that's right. He Gaylord Nelson had become known as the conservation governor when he was governor of Wisconsin, but when he moved to the Senate, he had some difficulty convincing his colleagues in the Senate to take up the issues that he was so interested in. And that's why he turned to this idea of national teach-in on the environment, inspired by the anti-war teach-ins that were going on college campuses.
So it was envisioned as a nationwide teach-in, very much a product of the times.
Very much a product of the times, but it did spread beyond college campuses. Originally, yes, it was thought of just for college students, but it became embraced by local activists of all stripes.
The seeds of the movement brought together a lot of groups that were often at odds at that time, weren't they?
That's right. Earth Day allowed groups that didn't necessarily work together in the past, allowed them to work together for the first time. You had liberal Democrats like Gaylord Nelson himself, middle-class women who were concerned about pollution, scientists, white-collar professional groups like urban planners and architects who had been looking at issues associated with environmental problems, conservation groups like the Sierra Club, labor unions who had worked to limit exposure to hazardous chemicals for their members, and churches and religious groups that took up ecological problems and saw their role as being stewards of God's creation.
Now, when people come to see the exhibit, they're going to see mostly photographs and some archival material?
That's right. Lots of photographs from the collections of the Wisconsin Historical Society, documents from the Nelson Papers held at the Society, both reproductions and a few original pieces, and an awful lot of explanatory text on what made the what made Earth Day work, what groups came together, some of the events that happened in the past 40 years, the legacy of Earth Day.
Douglas Griffin, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome.